the chickens that fought off a tiger. Sometimes Chinese do not call a person by his name, but by his number in the family. In Chuzhou, there was a minor official everyone called Fong III because he was his parents' third son. Fong III was a very nice man. Everyone liked him. One day, he went to the Ho farm to collect taxes. "Brother Ho, I have to ask you to pay this year's taxes. I know nobody likes to pay tax, but I have to report to my boss." Ho, too, very politely said, "Fong III, you must know this year's harvest was terrible. We simply do not have anything to pay you with. Could you possibly give us 10 days or half a month? Maybe we can gather some firewood to sell and get the money to pay our taxes to the emperor." Fong III paused to consider. Ho, too, told his wife to prepare a dinner for their guest. Just as she walked out the door with a butcher knife, Fong caught a glimpse of a woman in brown. She was standing outside the door, begging him to be kind. Just then, he heard a hen clucking. He knew the hen was brown. He told Ho, "I've already eaten. You do not need to cook anything for me." So Mrs. Ho put down her knife, and the hen was spared. When Fong came back a few weeks later for the tax money, that brown hen was waiting respectfully outside the gate for him. She had her little chicks lined up. They all seemed happy to see him. Fong got the tax money and left. As he crossed the stream by the farm and climbed the hill on the far side, a tiger came rushing out of the forest and pounced at him. Fong III was petrified. He shut his eyes and prepared to be eaten. Then he heard a strange sound. He saw the hen and her chicks attacking the tiger. But how could chickens possibly fight off a tiger? They flew at its eyes and pecked and pecked. The tiger howled as he ran away. Fong III fainted like a dead man. When he came to, he went back to the farm. He bought the hen and her brood for a high price. He carried them home and took good care of them for the rest of their lives.